Good evening. This is Akashvani and I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds delegation-level talks with his UK counterpart Keir Starmer in Mumbai. Both leaders reaffirm commitment to enhance economic cooperation in key areas of education, technology, defence and critical minerals. Prime Minister Modi congratulates US President Donald Trump on success of historic Gaza peace plan. Foreign Minister of Afghanistan Malawi Amir Khan Mutaki reaches New Delhi for a week-long visit. Hungarian author László Krasznahorkai wins 2025 Nobel Prize for Literature. India unveils National Red List Roadmap and Vision for the next 5 years at the World Conservation Congress in Abu Dhabi to strengthen biodiversity conservation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his United Kingdom counterpart Keir Starmer today held wide-ranging talks in Mumbai, covering various areas including technology, defence, artificial intelligence, sustainable development, renewable energy, critical minerals and others. A delegation-level talk was also held between the two leaders. Addressing a joint press briefing with his UK counterpart, Keir Starmer, this afternoon, Prime Minister Modi said, both the nations are committed to global stability and economic progress. Highlighting the importance of India-United Kingdom Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, CETA, Mr. Modi said it will create new job opportunities for youth and expand trade between the two nations.
Prime Minister Starmer के नेतृत्व में भारत और यूके के रिश्तों में उल्लेखनीय प्रगति हुई है। इस साल जुलाई में मेरी यूके यात्रा के दौरान हमने ऐतिहासिक कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव इकोनॉमिक एंड ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट सीटा पर सहमति बनाई। इस समझौते से दोनों देशों के इंपोर्ट कॉस्ट में कमी आएगी, युवाओं के लिए रोजगार के नए अवसर बनेंगे, व्यापार बढ़ेगा और इसका लाभ हमारे उद्योग तथा उपभोक्ता दोनों को ही मिलेगा।
Speaking on the occasion, UK Prime Minister called the India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement a breakthrough moment.
This special relationship, because we are building something here, we're creating a new modern partnership focused on the future and on winning the opportunities that it offers, and we're doing it together. And that's why we struck the UK-India Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement in July, a breakthrough moment, years in the making, slashing tariffs, increasing access to each other's market.
Later in the day, Prime Minister Modi and his British counterpart addressed the Global FinTech Fest 2025 and the India-UK CEO Forum in Mumbai. We have more from a correspondent.
On the sidelines of the India-UK summit, the Prime Ministers welcomed the CEO Forum meeting in Mumbai and looked forward to the swift ratification of the India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement. The UK's strong business delegation highlighted investment opportunities across sectors such as infrastructure, clean energy, defence, education, finance, technology and consumer goods. Under the Technology and Security Initiative, both leaders welcomed the India-UK Connectivity and Innovation Centre. Both sides expressed happiness on the progress in opening of campuses of 9 leading UK universities in India. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
Addressing a media briefing on UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer's visit to India, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, Prime Minister Modi and his British counterpart discussed the Khalistani extremist issue during the talks. He said PM Modi emphasized that radicalism and violent extremism had no space in democratic societies.
Radicalism and violent extremism had no space in democratic societies, and in particular should not be allowed to use the freedoms or abuse the freedoms provided by democratic societies, and there was need to move against them within the legal frameworks that are available to both sides. The Prime Minister also expressed his deepest sympathies once again and his condolences at the Manchester attack.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated US President Donald Trump in a telephonic conversation on the success of the historic Gaza peace plan. In a social media post, Prime Minister said that he has reviewed the good progress achieved in trade negotiations and has agreed to stay in close touch over the coming weeks. U.S. President Donald Trump announced that Israel and Hamas have agreed to the first phase of a U.S. brokered peace plan to pause fighting in Gaza and release the hostages, ending the two-year-old war. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today reiterated India's stand against terrorism, emphasizing that terror and talks cannot go together. He stressed that terror and trade and water and blood cannot flow together. The minister made these remarks while holding a wide-ranging bilateral meeting with his Australian counterpart Richard Marles in Canberra during his official visit to Australia. The talks culminated with the signing of three key agreements, including an agreement on information sharing, submarine search and rescue cooperation, and terms of reference on the establishment of joint staff talks. India has exposed Pakistan's record of oppression and propaganda in the United Nations. Delivering India's national statement at the United Nations General Assembly, BJP MP P.P. Chaudhary highlighted Pakistan's habitual misuse of UN platforms, bombing on its own population and brutally suppressing protests.
A country that regularly rigs its election, jails its popular leaders, bombs its population, and is presently brutally suppressing popular protests should be ashamed to point fingers at others. The truth is, Pakistan is diverting focus from the failed state it is. Nothing short can be expected from a country that its own army chief characterized as a dump truck.
This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Foreign Minister of Afghanistan, Maulavi Amir Khan Mutaki, reached New Delhi today on a week-long visit to India. He is expected to be in India till the 16th of this month. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal, in a social media post, said the Indian side is looking forward to discussions with him on bilateral relations and regional issues. The visit comes after Mr. Mutaki was given a special exemption by the United Nations Security Council to travel to India. This is the first ministerial-level visit to India since Taliban took control in Afghanistan in August 2021. Hungarian novelist and screenwriter László Krasznahorkai has won the 2025 Nobel Prize for Literature. The Nobel Committee at the Swedish Academy in Stockholm, Sweden, made the announcement today. We have a report.
László Krasznahorkai writes difficult and complex books. He once said his work is like reality examined to the point of madness. His writing style is very dense. Sentences can go on for pages. Paragraphs are long and unbroken. The story jumps from one character to another, sometimes even within the same sentence, and time flows in a confusing way. His first novel, Shatan Tango, written in Hungarian in 1985, was turned into a 7-hour film by Hungarian director Bela Tar in 1994, retake Bela Tar in 1994. Krasznahorkai told the Paris Review that he had been trying to write one perfect book all his life. Shagun Chopra for World News.
India has unveiled its National Red List roadmap and vision for the next 5 years at the World Conservation Congress in Abu Dhabi to strengthen biodiversity conservation. The initiative launched by Union Minister of State for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Kirti Vardhan Singh at the Asia Pavilion. We have more from a correspondent.
The Red List will guide the country's conservation strategy through 2030 and help identify endangered species for focused protection efforts. Speaking on the occasion, Union MOS Sri Kirti Vardhan Singh emphasized that scientific documentation such as a Red List plays a crucial role in identifying priorities and directing resources effectively.
Government is collaborating with IUCN. Our various departments are working closely with IUCN to prepare this Red List, and our objective is to have this Red List prepared by 2030.
And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds delegation-level talks with his UK counterpart Keir Starmer in Mumbai. Both leaders reaffirm commitment to enhance economic cooperation in key areas of education, technology, defence and critical minerals. Prime Minister Modi congratulates US President Donald Trump on success of historic Gaza peace plan. Foreign Minister of Afghanistan Maulavi Amir Khan Mutaki reaches New Delhi for a week-long visit. Hungarian author László Krasznahorkai wins 2025 Nobel Prize for Literature. India unveils National Red List roadmap and vision for the next 5 years at the World Conservation Congress. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. Good night.